This is VOA News, the remote. I'm Laurel Berman. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo touched down in Paris today. He'll meet with French President Emmanuel Macron on Monday before heading to Turkey, Israel, and several other countries in his seven-nation tour. A French official said that Macron is receiving Pompeo at the Secretary of State's request and in, quote, full transparency with President-elect Joe Biden's team, end quote, adding that contacts with Biden are established and operational. President Donald Trump has not conceded the U.S. election, but many world leaders are already turning their attention to Biden, who is largely projected to take over as the U.S. president in January. France, like many allies, has had sharp disagreements with Trump on issues from climate change to trade to Iran. In Jerusalem, Pompeo will see Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who is a close partner of Trump, but who has congratulated Biden. Other countries Pompeo will visit include Saudi Arabia, on which Biden has vowed to press harder on human rights. The U.S. Secretary of State will also visit Gulf states, the United Arab Emirates, and Qatar. The country of Georgia is also on the list. Georgia is a U.S. ally that has just gone through an election disputed by the losing side. Lebanese Security Chief Abbas Ibrahim visited Damascus after a trip to Washington as part of efforts to free U.S. citizen Austin Tice, who is being detained in Syria. Lebanese media is reporting this today. Ibrahim told local media that he went on a two-day visit to Damascus and contacted Tice's mother to tell her that he would continue to work on her son's file. U.S. President Donald Trump has adopted the case of the freelance journalist and former U.S. Marine who disappeared while reporting in Syria in 2012.